AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Debt limit talks have resumed at the Capitol as Republicans and the White House face real differences. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
In a sudden turnaround, debt limit talks resumed late Friday after negotiators came to an abrupt standstill earlier in the day when Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said it's time to pause negotiations. But McCarthy told Fox Business News that negotiators would be back in the room. The Biden administration is racing to strike a deal with Republicans as the nation careens toward a potentially catastrophic debt default. That would happen if the government fails to increase the borrowing limit, now at $31 trillion, to keep paying the nation's bills. Experts have warned that even the threat of a debt default could send shockwaves through the economy. Norman Hall, Washington.
One of the NFL's greatest players has died. A family spokeswoman says Jim Brown passed away at his Los Angeles home. He was 87. Brown played 9 seasons with the Cleveland Browns. He retired as the league's all-time leading rusher. After retiring, he pursued acting and remained in the public spotlight as an activist. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports another death linked to eye drops tainted with a drug-resistant bacteria.
4 people have died, 81 people have been infected, and 14 people have lost their vision. The bacteria driving it, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, is resistant to standard antibiotics. CDC investigators say most of the patients had used certain brands of eye drops, and products from EzraCare and Delsym Pharma were recalled in February. After the recall, health inspectors visited the plant in India that made the eye drops and found problems with how the drops were made and tested, including inadequate sterility measures. The CDC also said 4 people needed surgery to remove an eyeball due to the infections. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. The Mideast base commanders of 3 navies have taken part in a show of force against Iran.
From a guided missile destroyer, USS Paul Hamilton, DDG-60.
There's nothing necessarily unusual about Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, the Navy's top Mideast commander, being on a warship in the Strait of Hormuz. But this part is incredibly rare.
Privileged to be joined by my French counterpart and UK counterpart.
The 3 navies were showing a unified approach to keeping the narrow waterway at the Persian Gulf's mouth open to commerce.
It is critical to the world's economy.
Cooper says Tehran is trying to disrupt it.
Iran has seized or attacked 15 ships in the last 2 years.
The Allied naval presence is aimed at deterring them. Even while the admirals were aboard the destroyer, 3 Iranian Revolutionary Guard fast boats came within 1,000 yards. Crews aboard all 4 vessels stood by their machine guns. I'm Sagar Meghani.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.